Well, Happy New Year. Did you know that it's New Year's? I know that for many of us, maybe most of us, the month of March means the beginning of spring. But for Iranian Americans and for others in the Middle East, Central and South Asia, the first day of spring is a joyous New Year's celebration. Persian New Year, or Nowruz, takes place at the exact moment of the spring equinox on the East Coast. That will happen on Sunday, March 20th at 7:20 p.m. to be exact. We wanted to know more about Nowruz, so we've called on Iranian American writer and commentator Firouza Dumas to share some of her stories with us. She's the author of two books, Funny in Farsi and Laughing Without an Accent, and she's with us today from Southern California. Firouza, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, am I saying it right? Nowruz?
Yes.
What does that mean in Persian exactly?
Well, it means new day, and which pretty much describes what the new year means to us. It's all about hope and renewal.
I understand that you were born in Iran, but your family moved to the United States when you were 7 years old. So what are your fondest memories of celebrating the New Year?
Well, when I lived in Iran, the one thing I remember the most about Nowruz was that for the weeks leading up to it, the city just palpitated with joy and excitement. Because Nowruz is a holiday that's celebrated by everybody. So the young, the old, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Baha'i, you know, the atheists, everybody would get into Nowruz. So it was just a very exciting time when everybody seemed to be happy and nice to one another, even like the taxi drivers.
Well, that's saying something, isn't it? Well, and we're excited. We're going to try to create some excitement. Tell us what are some of the things that we should be doing if we want to participate in the excitement.
Well, just grab any Iranian friend you have and go to their house, because what you'll see is an amazing array of sweets. And then we have something called a hafsin. Let's just say it's akin to, let's say, a Christmas tree. Everybody has it in their house. It's seven things, which in our language start with the letter S. And they pretty much all have to do with health and wealth and love and all the things that we hope for in the new year. And just to give you an idea of what's on this hafsin, you have sib, which is apple. You have senjed, which is a dry fruit of the lotus tree. It represents love. Seed, which is garlic and represents medicine, and vinegar, which is seed, which symbolizes patience. And anyway, so we have these seven S's along with hyacinth, which is the plant of Nowruz. And, you know, in the same way that in America we associate the smell of, you know, the Christmas tree with Christmas, for us, the smell of hyacinths represents Nowruz.
Even though we're on different coasts, our resident Persian Americans have presented a beautiful pastry tray for us here so that we can try to get into the spirit of things. Here I'm looking at some beautiful little bites of like a pastry that look like maybe little donuts. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Okay, so that's probably bamiye.
That's it.
So let's see, for the listeners out there, this is where radio is limited. It's kind of a cross between a ladyfinger and a donut hole. And
it does look like a very pretty donut hole.
Yeah. And the batter is basically like this, it's like sugar, flour, rose water, a little fresh lime juice. And you pipe it, you actually fry it in deep oil. And then afterwards, you soak it in rose water syrup solution. It's really sweet. But okay, you have to remember, it's usually eaten with unsweetened black tea. But I got to be honest with you, I don't like that. It's too sweet.
Oh, well, so I'll be the judge. I'm going to have a little.
Okay, try
I'm
and
have
see.
A little bite here. And there's
drum
even
roll,
some
please.
Tea. Sorry, drum roll, please. Here it is. Mm. You know, I have to tell you, too sweet is just right for me.
Michelle, you're now officially Iranian.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some beautiful tea. And, of course, I see some pistachio nuts. And there's some. So sweets is traditional. What happens? Do people just visit and share sweets?
Okay, and this is the other part that I love. So when the new year arrives, the tradition is that you go visit your relatives, but you always start with the oldest one first. And so it's this wonderful, respectful holiday. And I think it makes people happy to be old, because it is really a great respect to go to somebody's house first. And so it always starts out, you go and you visit your oldest relative, and then you go. And of course, you eat a bunch of sweets to their house. And then you go to the next relative, and then you eat a bunch of sweets to their house. And then you go to the next relative, and the pattern continues. And so, you know, very similar to Thanksgiving, you know, you're terribly bloated afterwards. But it's so nice, because it's an excuse to take time out of your way and to visit all of your relatives.
Well, I think this is exactly the kind of holiday that a lot of us can get into for all kinds of reasons. So, Firouza, what are you going to do on the holiday? Are family members so spread out now that it's hard for you to maintain that tradition? Or what do you do?
Well, you know, actually, for the past 25 years, I lived away from my family. But just this year, I moved closer to them. So the moment when the new year happens, I will be at my sister-in-law's house. And my parents will be there, and my mother is going to bring her signature dish, which is resh de polo, which is a noodle rice. And my sister-in-law is going to have sabzi polo and mahi, which is rice with a fried fish, which is the traditional food of Nowruz. And of course, you know, lots of other little side dishes.
And sweets.
So we'll be there at the moment that the new year arrives.
Wonderful. And finally, you know, I should have asked you this at the beginning. What is the proper greeting? I said Happy New Year to
yes.
you.
Yes, no, that's right. Salam Mubarak in Persian. We say Salam Mubarak. Or, you know, Happy New Year works too. And by the way, for the listeners, it's year 1390.
Good to know. Okay, let me try. Yeah. So, Eda Shuma Mubarak, Happy New Year.
Very good.
Firuza Dumas, Happy New Year to you. She is the author of Funny in Farsi and Laughing Without an Accent, and she's with us from Southern California. Thank you so much for joining us, and Happy New Year once again.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.